This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have word that at 76, Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. And one, big Sabbath fan, big Ozzy fan over here. Even his last album, I thought, for a dude that was in his 70s with major health issues, I thought there was some awesome stuff on there. Like, was highly productive with good music till the end. But really, I mean, if you want to talk about... I never thought Ozzy was going to live to 76 with all the things that happened. It feels like... somewhat of a miracle that the man lived to 76 in the first place.
That's what I was thinking about, because I like the Osbournes. You ever watch the show? I thought that show was great. And it's not that I was like a big fan of their music or anything like that. It was just, it was on MTV at the time, and I watched basically, I liked what MTV was doing at that point in my life, okay? That period, that time. And so I loved
all
the show.
All downhill after that.
Well, and so I loved the show. And
for
I loved,
MTV, not Ozzy.
Yeah, for sure. And I loved watching the show, and I loved watching, I watched every episode, I feel like, and... like even then, that was 20 years ago, and he seemed like he was having a hard go of it.
Remember,
and half the show was Sharon and Kelly just making fun of him.
He had like the ATV accident that almost took him, that busted his neck up. Obviously, he had a myriad of substance issues that almost took him multiple times. I want to say he was sober the last 10 years of his life, and it mostly sober for most of the last 25 years of his life. But, like, it's interesting. He was in Little Nicky. I remember that being a big to-do. He's been in a couple movies like that. You mentioned the Osbournes. I remember he was in one of the metal documentaries. I think it was the first one, The Decline of Western Civilization. Hmm. And that was when Ozzy was still very much not of our universe, where he was still out, smacked out of his gourd. I did not. Okay, the Malcolm Jamal Warner thing hit me yesterday. Because he was 54, and I kind of felt like we were getting close to like that late stage comeback where that dude just gets another opportunity to show his how talented
was. I mean, every death is tragic in their own way, but his was, I mean, an accidental drowning on a vacation, and that's awful.
Now, you know, my overall take is, though, like once you hit 80, it is to be celebrated that you survived for 80 years, because you have to evolve physically and mentally and spiritually so many ways to reach, especially once our generation hits that age. 76, though, I think I'm shooing Ozzy in of like, I've obviously you have to feel bad for his family who loses such a huge part of what makes them the Osbournes. But like, as a fan, I'm like, well, that dude's not in pain anymore. And I mean, he lived to be 76.
It's really cool that like 2 weeks ago, obviously he had to have some sort of understanding of this, and he did that that concert where he's battling through Parkinson's and like just brought the house down. Like that went very viral on my timeline. Like to be able to do that 2 weeks prior, because he knows what he was famous for. He knows what his a lot of what his impact on Earth outside of his family is going to be with, and to be able to do that for the fans, that's kind of cool. I like that.
It's interesting. I never know how to gauge this of like what cross sex with like what's the intersection of sports fans and like Sabbath and
no, but
Osbourne
I do think he hits
fans.
A lot of people just again like people like me that I don't I listened to zero of his music, but I liked him because of the Osbourne show.
Yeah.
And I just there's an attachment there, and I think a lot of people they have that, whether it was from the music or whether it was from the shows.
You and I actually talked about this before the show. I dropped my oldest kid off at band camp today, And I'm looking around, and again, it's band kids. So, but I mean, it's 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids. And it's like, there's a Bad Religion shirt. There's an AC/DC shirt. There's a couple Taylor Swift shirts where they're woodwinds. What are we going to do? there was a Sabbath shirt. There were a couple Ozzy shirts. And shirts, by the way, I could not wear in high school. So I'm not jealous. I'm happy that they get to experience that.
Why? Would like the school ban it or something?
No, yeah. Like I didn't go. I mean, I public school. But yeah, I mean, if you had a thing of Ozzy Osbourne and with a satanic looking throne, yeah, you get a talking to. Please don't wear that again. But no, I was like, it's just so interesting how every generation finds their way to things like that. And I just thought it was so cool. Like, I wanted to get out of the car at the kids with like the AC/DC, the Bad Religion. I think there was a Bad Brain shirt where I'm like, that's even on the outskirts of like what I'll listen to. And then the Sabbath shirt, I was like, I just want to like dap up these kids as they go in. I'm like, that's the start. That's where. But it's interesting. Like, I mean, you mentioned the concert, and it's just, I think so much of what Ozzy, why I think Ozzy transcended, not just the opportunities for the Osbournes and the movie appearances, and I think so much of it was he just was a super honest guy. He never really ran away from like when he was just not a great human being or did things that were problematic. And I think people really identified with his struggle. And I think that was evident in like his music, on the fact that like he's just a poor dude from Birmingham. And that final, I was not on my radar. I listened to the Sabbath, listened to Ozzy all across my playlist, like, but it wasn't on my radar. And that day, I think it was Saturday, that day, dude, I ended up watching every video. And I'm like,
yeah, it was cool.
I was like, it was very cool. The dudes in Sabbath, they still can kind of do the thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know how you feel about the idea that every quick obituary that I've read, or every little like paying homage to him, it has mentioned him biting the bat's head off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he feels like, and that kind of stinks if that's like in everything that everyone writes about.
I don't think Ozzy's going to be bugged.
You think Ozzy's
least.
Cool no. about that one? By the time we got to him and the Osbournes, it was Sharon and it was Sim yelling, and he was checked out.
The funny thing is,
lights on, not many people home.
I think Ozzy has talked about it. So have you ever heard the what happened?
No, yeah. I've seen the video.
Yeah.
So I've seen the video, and as far as I can tell, I mean, it's exactly as I described.
There's also a chicken story.
Did the bat go at him, or what's the defense of the bat here?
There's a chicken story where somebody threw a live chicken out on the stage, and so Ozzy was, like, having fun, and he was, like, holding up the chicken, and he threw it back into the audience.
And the chicken didn't fly, huh?
The audience took care of the chicken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Ozzy got blamed for that. It's like, he was just trying to put the chicken back.
Wow, yeah, he threw it right in the middle of a mosh pit. I'm shocked. It died.
I guess he didn't realize. This is a true story. So he was so out of his gourd that he
thought he was eating a taco?
No, he thought it was a fake bat.
Okay, because I was not going to buy a, I didn't know what I was eating defense. That was not going to work with me.
No, the funny thing is, he told it. He's
that
like,
poor guy.
Do you think I would have done it if I realized I had to get a tetanus shot and a rabies shot? He had to get all these shots afterwards. He had no idea. Zero idea that it was a real bat. He was that gone in that moment because he was just coming off a show.
I like to believe he doesn't want that everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. I'm gonna live in my world where he's like, yeah, I don't love that. That's all I accomplished and I did. That's what people remember the most.
But here's the thing. This is, to me, the beauty of Ozzy Osbourne and in living to be 76 years. He just never ran from it. Like, he did bite a head off a bat, and he's like, well, let me give you the proper context, but I did that.
He used to, like, joke about it, too, in different episodes and stuff. He would joke, and he would take different things and, like, fake bite into it, and it was like, they could play off those things back in the early 2000s, you know?
I mean, he had to get, like, 17 shots from it. You would turn that into a bit as well. Like, that's taking something with ultimate good humor. So if you guys are just joining us, we'll get back to sports, talk sports guy. Hold yourself down there. Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. His family has announced at the age of 76. And I really think this is just it's a different band, but there's just a We Salute You thing of like, all right, man. Because it was also, as you saw in the concert, he was in such poor health. And he talked about it, about how he had a neck fusion surgery that made his life miserable after, like, man, you live to be 76. You're not in pain anymore. You got to go out with a great concert and... just congratulations. Now, to his family, you say rest in peace. And to his fans, you say rest in peace and hope you guys are okay. But to him, like, man, little salute there. You did it.
What was your favorite song?
Oh, I don't know. Crazy Train's hard to beat. I love Nativity in Black by Black Sabbath.
Did you ever see him live or no?
No. No, one of the few like people of that era. Mostly because by the time he was doing Ozfest, which is another thing we should have mentioned, by the way, it was such a huge concert, and there were so many more metal bands that I didn't care for that it was like, I don't want to be around certain metal fans in that environment. I think it was usually always at Blossom, and I was like, eh. But I wish I would have. Even up until like he lost the ability to walk, the dude could still, turn it on. So Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76. If you're just finding out this, my bad dog. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.